I know your first name is Veronica, but what was your last name?
Morales, Morales.
Awesome. And it's Veronica, Veronica.
Correct.
Awesome. And then what is your role at the podium at Porsche River Oaks?
Podium events venue manager.
Awesome. So I wanted to ask, how did you guys come up with your house music event series?
We know that the trend of pop-ups is something that is very applicable to the podium, because the podium in its very essence likes to be dynamic, and it chooses to define differences and experiences for the community every month. So anything that relates to our audience and the caliber of our essence as a Porsche theme, first and foremost, is where we aim to be. And then adding the fact that we do have a coffee house as a part of our business model makes it a reason to celebrate that at an optimal maximum level. So thinking about the DJ world, we know Saturday mornings and Saturday afternoons have its own version of energy, where people usually are having a kind of a different kind of agenda for that day. And realized just through conversations and through access to resources of our own that it would be a really hot concept for us to pull and build, knowing that we have the kind of vibe and environment that I know everybody would adore within the loop of Houston.
Awesome. And then why do you think Houstonians would adore this concept so much? Of house
so
music.
Everyone
events,
always
sorry.
Has somewhere to go in the night, but they don't necessarily have somewhere to go in the day. And the podium offers a really cool setup for daytime, outdoor, indoor experiences with a really neat ambiance. And since we are a car enthusiast environment with that kind of atmosphere, it's more the reason to party around hot cars and have that feeling right in the front, you know, ultimately at your disposal. And I don't think cars and coffee will ever get old. So cars and coffee in itself without DJs or music has its own absolute historic genre that has always brought in a draw of people, because they want to obviously commemorate and adore their cars and talk about their latest and greatest findings or discoveries or what it is that they've modified so far. So when you take the cars and coffee concept and put the volume up with a fun, elaborate DJ series, I think that it just brings in the right crowd of people that want to have coffee, that want to be there in the daytime and want to enjoy that kind of groove while it's not evening and while it's not bombarding their schedule for their post-afternoon efforts, if you will.
Awesome. And then I saw that you guys already had...
Sorry, say it again. My Siri somehow
spoke. I was like, oh, no worries. I was going to ask, I saw you guys had your first house music event already, and you have an upcoming one on the 22nd. How did your first house music event go?
Oh, we blew it out of the water. I mean, that was a home run. Phenomenal turnout, phenomenal experience. I think everybody wants more of it in our world, and we know that it's literally just going to grow, and we're excited about it.
Awesome. I know right now it's a three-part series. At least that's what I understood from the Instagram. Would you guys consider possibly growing it in the future?
Yeah, I think ultimately that particular plan was a three-part series just as a pilot, but I know that we're going to pop up it continuously just based on an ebb and flow of our calendar.
Awesome. And then what would you say the energy was at the first house music event?
The energy. Gosh, I have a lot of words for that. I mean, it's the place to be.
I like that.
It was the it factor.
Awesome. And I wanted to ask, what has been your favorite memory so far about creating this house music with coffee experience? Or do you have one that stands out?
Well, I don't know. Memories, there's a few things. I think that there's something radically fun about a casual hangout with what you experience at night in the day now. So instead of having to wait until the evening, you can now not have to get fully dressed up. Enjoy cars, enjoy the weather, enjoy the music, have a coffee, don't drink, and or you can drink, but ultimately don't have that pressure or imposition and or implication that this is a drinking night. Instead, it's a coffee day and it starts your day right. It's kind of like a morning launch to your weekend.
Awesome. Yeah. I also wanted to ask, so I've seen, obviously you guys are unique where you have a lot of car enthusiasts who are attending because of just like your location and your specialty. But I was trying to get a sense of the demographic of the people who are coming to these house music events in general. From previous people I've talked to, I've seen there's been people of all ages from like 20s to 30s to 40s. What would you say y'all's demographic is, besides car enthusiasts, of
Well,
course?
no, it's definitely going to be I mean, I think 30s is probably our low 30s and high 20s is probably the main construct of this kind of vibe. But we had an entire, motorcycle clan come up, and they were definitely over 40. So I think, I mean, I don't, the whole beauty of a coffee event is that it absolutely welcomes and embraces all ages, basically coffee drinkers and those who just want to enjoy an atmosphere that's not feeling so library oriented, if you will. So I think really what it boils down to is that we have this perfect trifecta of being a coffee connoisseur, being a car enthusiast, wanting to be within the loop, having a cool property, loving Porsche because it's one of the hottest vehicles in the world. The podium, by definition, stands for the winner's circle. So I think we have thoughtfully procured the experience that people want to tangibly feel. And because there's so much internet browsing and internet surfing and social media hangouts on your couch, when you're going to get off your couch and leave your property and get dressed and do whatever it is you're going to do, this one's going to feed your soul.